And so I invite you now to close your eyes. And the miracle that you have been waiting for is awakening to what is inside. For as we have just said, inside you is the spark of divinity that is designed to be awakened. It is designed to be love consciousness. And the key attributes of initiating this design is through your intent and your allowance. And that is why we are here now, is it not? It is our intent that has us here all together right now, listening in this moment. It is allowance to hear things that we may need to hear that might be a catalyst or a trigger to a deeper remembrance of the energy of home, and that we may bring that energy forward in our daily life and be that example to others who perhaps have not awakened, but because of your awakening, there is now every potential that it may trigger the awakening of those around you. And so that is why every decision you make has effects far beyond what you could possibly imagine. That is why you are the miracle you have been waiting for. And so in this miraculous moment and awareness, let us invite the loving presence of Kryon.
Are other dimensions really real? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a question. You can have scientists tell you one thing, and in their test tubes, so to speak, there could be many things they would tell you, but what about you? Are you convinced that there are other dimensions that you cannot see or participate with, or what is it about? Is it something that only a scientist, perhaps, would have any relationship to? What does it have to do with life? Or with you being here? What's it really all about? We talk about a multidimensional world constantly. Multidimensionality has always been the premise that I have given you, that I have taught. And it goes like this. You don't know what you don't know or what you haven't experienced. So when somebody tells you about something that you cannot see, or something that doesn't exist that you don't believe is there because you've never seen it, it becomes a fantasy, perhaps even a fairy tale. Even though scientists may say, well, yes, they exist and they're here and there, unless you have experience with it, it still seems to be a fantasy. I want to paint a picture. And this is just so that you kind of get an impression on what is going on truly, not just in physics, but in the planet in general. It wasn't that many years ago that light simply was light. It's what you see when you light a fire, you get light. Later on, it's what you see when you turn on a light bulb, you get light. The explanation of the rainbow in the sky was light that went through raindrops, a prism effect. It gave you all the colors, but still light. And that's what you see as light. But science started telling you that there's light that you cannot see, certain kinds of light that start to work only because there's a technical enhancement that would allow it. But it's only when you got the tools that became obvious. Infrared light, just being one of many kinds of light. A laser light can be seen, but it acted so much different than any light that you had ever had before. Manipulation of light, different kinds, became the norm. Today it's taught in school. You can see it with the instruments that show it. You can even play with it in certain kinds of toys today. So light was expanded, you might say, because of that which is technical, the advances, the evolution of science that allowed it. Dimensionality is that way. I am here to tell you that there are an infinite number of dimensions, an infinite number. And that goes way beyond what scientists will tell you today, because they've only discovered, really, in their own way, in mathematics perhaps, they've only discovered maybe up to 12. When I say they're infinite, I mean it. What is a dimension? That is a tough one. If a child asks you, what is a dimension? It's tough because it is part of the reality that you have. You might say it's an attribute of what you see as real. A one-dimensional thing would be a picture on a page, for instance. One dimension on a page. You develop dimensions with height and width and depth. You have a 3D object. Where did you think 3D came from? Three dimensions, height, width, and breadth. But then there was a fourth, and it came along mainly because of perception and mathematics with Albert Einstein, who gave you the idea that speed actually can change time, the perception of time. And so suddenly, time was a dimension. That's number four. Anything that is a variable in your reality then becomes a dimensionality. You really live in 4D. The exciting part of the fourth dimension was suddenly you get the idea that time might somehow be variable, depending on how fast you go. Don't think about it too much. What about five? What about six or seven or eight? I have said this before, that when you pass these four dimensions that you live in, it's not like number five appears. Instead, it goes like this. One, two, three, four, all. That's really the way it is perceived when you get there, when you can see it. I'll start giving you some truths. And these truths will show themselves with technology. Because a technology is coming. I'll call it the lens. A lens that will allow you to look through it and vaguely see for the first time other dimensions within the four that you think are your reality. At first, it'll become frightening. They may even call it the ghost lens, because you will see things inside that lens, perhaps even moving. And you will say, what is it we're looking into? We're looking into the other side of the veil. We're looking into the ghost realm. This becomes occult or whatever, until you start to realize it's just physics. You get to see what you never saw before, because there are many dimensions. One of the things you're going to see when you turn that lens upon your own body are multiple parts of you that were not there before, not reported in any kind of biological parts of the body, not studied in medical school. You start seeing a multidimensional cellular structure. And you'll start seeing the patterns. And the patterns start to give hints as to what disease might do or not do and why. What if I told you a whole new part of medicine will be the multidimensional body? How many times have we told you that your DNA is multidimensional? We speak of layers of DNA, but you're not going to hear that in science. There are no layers of DNA until you put the lens on them and see what you cannot see under any microscope you have today. Nothing has ever shown you the magnificence of the human body like the lens will show you. A multidimensional viewing port, you might say. Turn it on to nature. Point it at nature and see what the lens will give you. And you will see things that have only been mythology. The elementals may start to show themselves slightly and not slightly. You see, the elementals move between dimensions. So in this lens of yours, especially the beginning one, you'll only see certain types or kinds, if you want to call it that, of dimensionality. And if the elementals are moving between the ones you can't see yet, they will appear and not appear and appear and not appear until the instrument gets better, until the lens starts to show more than just a few. Then you will see the elementals a lot clearer. And you will have a whole different idea of what might be on this planet that you never saw before. The one that will rewrite everything is when you start to look at a rock, just a rock, and you will not be able to deny there's something there, even in the granite of the earth, the dirt of the earth. Will have a multidimensional part of it that actually moves. And there will be reasons for the movement. Reasons I cannot even begin to explain to you now. I can't. Because until you get the lens and you start to use it and understand it, this will make no sense at all. Trying to explain, for instance, to a person 100 years ago about the internet. Well, before you have the internet, you have to have all manner of things that look at the internet that you don't have yet. And so it's tough to describe those things in the future that have a lineage of inventions that come up to them. They make no sense, not at all. But you will get there because the lens is coming. Part of turning that lens in its more elegant form onto the human being may actually eventually show the things that we have spoken about metaphysically forever. Aura, energy, innate energy, things that exist in your humanity, inside your body, that have always been there, that energy workers have touched and worked with forever. And now suddenly, you may see them. Are extra dimensions and other dimensions real? Oh, yes. Celebrate that which is coming. A revolution in physics. A revelation to all of you that there could be such things you never thought within yourself, within this planet. It will rewrite and redefine even that which is spiritual. And you will start to see a pattern emerging, a grander pattern than you ever thought was there on all things around you. Like turning on a light, like seeing in color in a black and white world. Oh yes, dimensionality is real, it belongs to you, and you'll know soon enough. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.